everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Dr. Carolyn Dean live here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting humankind with universal love, or as I like to say, uniting Dr. Carolyn Dean with the whole world that needs her epic wisdom and common sense, her view of health, vitality, and well-being. I'm Ginny Sanders. I'll be your co-host tonight for the next 2 hours, along with Dr. Carolyn Dean, who is a complete and total rock star. Well, I mean, she's a doctor, of course, and a naturopathic doctor, a very good one. And she's an herbalist, and she's an acupuncturist, and she's a ballet dancer, probably. I mean, I haven't seen it myself, but I'm sure she is, because there's nothing she can't do. And she's absolutely incredible in the 50 years that she's been service to this entire world, quite literally, customers all over the world. She has been in service, bringing her gifts of her truly, truly, truly amazing intellect and wisdom on how the body works and how to take the very best of what nature has to offer, the basis of the pharmacopoeia, as we all know, and bring that into relevancy through daily supplementation, lifestyle, and also things like meditation, things like alignment, things like chiropractic. She can recommend and does it all herself because she believes 100% in the value of doing all those things for health, vitality, and well-being. It's important to have the structure and function of every cell. It's also important to have the structure and function of your body and your mind and your emotions as well. And sometimes that's what we do on this show. We straighten it all out. We welcome you to be with us and sit back for the next 2 hours and enjoy your experience. You're going to be able to hear from Dr. Dean. You're going to be able to hear maybe from our wonderful producer, Rachel, who's always got something up her little sleeve and information to share. You're going to hear from our YouTube live chat panel, those regular listeners who always call in and contribute to the show. You're going to hear from our mailbag. You're going to hear testimonials about what people have done and how using Dr. Dean's recommendations have changed their health and their health outcomes for the better. And so there's so much to share with you the next 2 hours. Let me just say that one thing we won't be sharing is medical advice. This is not a medical advice show. We're not allowed to do that per the FDA. But we will share with you what we would do, and many others will share that with you too, as we talk about some of these strategies, safe solutions, and approaches for health. So, without further ado, I will bring on the most delightful, the author. Here she is.
Yay! Oh my gosh, the kids are getting screechier. They're getting closer and closer.
They're very rambunctious, these children. Have you noticed?
Oh my gosh. They're coming forth into their power. That's what they're doing. So yes, every week I have to give Ginny some more information. She's poking me for it. Ballet dancer? No. My mom was a nurse, and she said, you are not going to put your toes and feet and ankles and knees and hips into those contorted positions. You're going to be a Highland dancer. So I was a Scottish Highland dancer. Yes. Sword dance. Wearing the velvet hat with the feathers and the 10-pound Highland kilt in the middle of summer doing competitions. on and on and on. So yes, big Highland dancer, calves, huge calves, which when I developed magnesium deficiency, they would just get, oh my gosh, they throw me to the floor. So, okay, we've just uncovered the reason why I had magnesium deficiency, sweating during doing my Highland fling and sword dancing in the middle of summer in Nova Scotia.
So there you go. Oh my God, that is so awesome. How old were you?
I guess it was like, you know, from 8 years old to, you know, probably 14. Wow. When I got into Girl Guides and Rangers. So that took up the activity. And I also took up the drums. I was a drummer, but I didn't do that too much, but I know how to drum. That's for sure. So there.
So there. Well, that is awesome. I think that is the most precious thing I've ever heard.
Oh, and you just thought I did swing dancing because that's what I do at our parties.
You are quite a handy dancer. And you know, Bob's a good dancer too. Your husband, Bob. Some people may not know about Bob, but I don't know how the whole world seems to know about him. But yes, Bob is also a very good dancer. And you guys make quite a couple on the dance floor.
Okay, then we'll go from the personal into the public arena here. This is from Julie. Jenny, I don't know if I shared this with you, but I guess on email we were kind of lamenting about the chaos, and Julie sent this. She said, "Our customers are calm and appreciative of your formulas and of course you. They feel confident and they are enjoying life no matter what they throw at us. Deep satisfaction in supporting them." Isn't that sweet? Sweet.
Yeah, very, very sweet. Yeah. And it's true.
And it's true, exactly. And that's what we wish. There is chaos, but you don't have to live in that chaotic bubble. You can spray your floor refresh and create your own refreshing bubble. Mm-hmm. And today we're talking about our arthritis. Now, we gave this the title, How to Supplement for Symptom Relief. I suppose that's kind of like a FDA title because we can't really put in words that how to supplement for cure. We're not allowed to use the word cure. But what you'll see from some of our testimonials is people think that arthritis does not have to be the end of them, doesn't have to defeat them. And when we mentioned to Rachel that we were doing arthritis, and I said, you know, some people, they get an ache or pain in their joint, and then it's labeled arthritis, and then they're off to the races and to the doctor and to their prescriptions. And Rachel said something very, very cute and apropos. She said something about don't turn your symptoms into a pet. Don't pet your symptoms. Don't be stroking them. Don't be giving them a lot of attention. So it's like that, that cute phrase, denial is a river in Egypt. Denial can serve you well. You know, when you start getting a little symptom, don't put too much attention on it because it may be fleeting. You know, go to a doctor if you feel that they'll help you make a diagnosis, but don't necessarily take the medications they suggest. About arthritis itself, Ginny found a URL, a page at rheumatoidarthritis.net. For some statistics, and apparently arthritis affects more than 46 million people in the U.S., resulting in disability for 19 million. It causes more disability than heart disease, diabetes, and back or spine problems. Osteoarthritis, prevalence of 26.9 million, gout, 6.1 million, rheumatoid arthritis, 1.3 million. So a person who is newly diagnosed with arthritis is an incidence, whereas a person living with arthritis for 10 years or more is a prevalent case. So we're talking about the prevalence of people living with arthritis, osteoarthritis, 26.9 million, rheumatoid, 1.3 million. It's incredible. Arthritis means inflammation of the joints. It's a very complex and multifaceted disease. Diagnosis is with analyzing x-rays and doing blood tests to find inflammatory factors or rheumatoid factors, and of course, clinical examination. The most common finding is wear and tear on the joints and loss of the supporting padding around and between joints. I cringe when I see the runners on the hotel walkway. You know, I cringe because it's so annoying having these people rush by you. You see them rushing by these 80-year-olds and almost, you know, bowling them over. I yell at them sometimes, and I'll say to passersby that they're using us as an obstacle course, you know, just bouncing in between us. But anyway, they are going to suffer effects on their, you know, feet and knees and hips from all that slamming down on concrete. Anyway, so that's my feeling about runners, actually. You can develop joint symptoms due to toxicity from processed foods, sugar, gluten, alcohol, coffee, or allergic foods. Now, that's not often recognized by medicine at all. These toxins can gather in vulnerable, overworked joints or in areas where you have suffered an injury. The only way to find out if these substances are causing problems is to eliminate them from your diet and see if your joints feel better. Now, actually, there's a small joint arthritis caused by the deadly nightshades. I've told this story before, probably written about it, where the deadly nightshades, tomatoes, potatoes, eggplant, what else? The fifth one is paprika. And let me look up the deadly nightshades because I know I've forgotten one. It's a poisonous, shiny berries is the deadly nightshade itself, but the family of nightshade foods, maybe that's what I should be doing. So anyway, what I had once was a mime artist who said that he was getting swelling in his hands, and that was his, you know, his miming. He really needed his hands. So I went over, you know, potatoes, tomatoes, eggplant, and cayenne peppers, one, two. And when he came back the second time, he said by avoiding those things, it really hadn't helped that much. So I listed off the various foods and I threw in paprika. He said, "What do you mean paprika? I eat that every day." And he was Polish. So he stopped the paprika and his symptoms went away. So research, experiments, you know, this is what people should be doing. I remember once when I grew a lot of tomatoes and I ate a lot of tomatoes, my joints started feeling swollen. And people who eat a lot of potatoes, for example, they can be having symptoms. And continuing on now, an overlooked cause of arthritis is subclinical infection that targets the joints. Chinese medicine addresses this issue and says that the divergent meridians in the Chinese meridian system, they'll direct an internal infection toward the joints to protect the internal organs. The medical treatment of arthritis merely suppresses pain and inflammation with stronger and stronger prescription medications without understanding that those drugs will cause more inflammation as they build up toxicity and drain the body of magnesium and other minerals. Historically, the first drug used to treat arthritis and hailed as a miracle cure was cortisone. it wasn't long before the horrible side effects of bleeding ulcers, suppression of the adrenal gland function, and thinning of the bones turned the miracle into a disaster. Suppression of the adrenal glands begins in as little as 7 days on drugs like prednisone. A series of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that claimed to be safer than the cortisones were also associated with bleeding ulcers. A newer generation of non-steroidals, Vioxx, Celebrex, and Bextra came under extreme fire in 2005 when Vioxx was shown to cause about 140,000 heart attacks. I say that the reason these drugs cause heart side effects is because they deplete the body of magnesium. Ironically, magnesium is the best anti-inflammatory agent you can take for arthritis. Also, Celebrex contains fluoride molecules that can account for its higher rate of heart disease side effects because fluoride binds magnesium, making it unavailable to the body. The resulting magnesium fluoride compound is brittle and deposits in bones, joints, cartilage, and tendons, creating or increasing symptoms of arthritis. And I say this binding of magnesium and fluoride, making this brittle substance, putting it in tendons, can cause the tendon rupture that we see as a notable side effect of Cipro, an antibiotic, a fluoride antibiotic. Continuing with the blog post, now we have an absolute epidemic of opioid addiction from the flagrant use of this highly addictive drug for pain. Add to that the addition of the poisonous drug fentanyl to street drug opioids, and you have a killer combination. Menopausal women often develop arthritic symptoms. Does cessation of the monthly period, which serves to rid the body of toxins, mean that instead the toxins are building up in the joints? I think it's quite possible. The same might be said for iron buildup and high levels of hemoglobin when women stop having their monthly. Some researchers believe that women escape heart disease because their blood is not as high in iron and as thick as men's blood. Because women lose blood every month, there is less strain on the heart. Donating blood at the local blood bank can be a sure way to thin out your blood and also stimulate the production of a fresh crop of red blood cells. However, don't forget that proper hydration and a good diet free of sugar and processed foods and drinking plenty of pure water with sea salt can also keep the blood from sludging and clumping. What if one of the causes of arthritis is a mineral deficiency, but most doctors who know nothing about recommending minerals to their patients will never be able to help soothe or relieve arthritis symptoms in a safe, natural way? Our complement formulas help to soothe the symptoms of arthritis in several ways. They can alleviate symptoms caused by mineral and vitamin deficiencies, build cartilage that treat pain and inflammation, and help you avoid the potentially life-threatening side effects of anti-inflammatory medications. Bob's signaling me. You're not hearing me, Bob?
I don't hear you, so I don't know if my phone is
yours. Well, it was your phone last week. Are you hearing me, Ginny?
Yes, I hear you perfectly.
It's your phone, Bob. Okay. Minerals do their best work inside cells. They pull water in after them to assist in thousands of metabolic processes. If you are deficient in minerals, water has nowhere to go and ends up in tissue spaces causing painful swelling. If you're deficient in minerals, you will also have more autoimmune disease, more inflammation, more pain, and more swelling. So then the recommendations, and you've gotten this blog in your email, or you can see it at drcarolindeanlive.com and forwarded it to people you know who have arthritis. And we talk about the REMAG is the first one, the bioavailable non-laxative magnesium. Now on the label, we have dosage of 1/2 to 1 teaspoon twice a day. Maybe the label just says 1/2 teaspoon twice a day, but some people have to go to 3 teaspoons a day. The mineral drives 1,000 enzyme systems in the body. It's a powerful anti-inflammatory and directs calcium to the bones, actually. Remite is our multiple mineral, contains 12 complementary minerals. Realign, it's sulfur-based and methyl-based, so that with the sulfur, it promotes the health of ligaments, cartilage, collagen, and tendons. And the 2 sulfur amino acids will direct sulfur to the liver for the sulfation pathway, detox pathways. And methionine and 4 of the B vitamins are methylated, so they provide methyl groups to the liver's detoxification pathways. We also recommend picosilver. And picosilver will work with the subclinical infections that may be directed to the joints. We've had lots of testimonials from people who say when they start taking picosilver, they have extra relief in their joints. And Whole C Reset, that's our vitamin C complex that focuses on the collagen, assists the growth, maintenance, and repair of skin, blood vessels, bones, and teeth. It's a powerful antioxidant. So, you know, all the there are more things. I mean, when I was looking at some of our arthritis testimonials and what we've said before, the vitamin D is going to support your joints and it's a strong anti-inflammatory. Omega-3 fatty acids, the same thing, anti-inflammatory. And to finish off the blog, there is a testimonial. My 73-year-old friend Grace, not my personally, but somebody has sent this testimonial in. Grace, who has arthritis, was diagnosed with trigger finger. Is that what you were talking about, Rachel? Trigger finger? She was given a cortisone shot, but it lasted only 4 weeks. Arthritis gives her excruciating pain. She can't use her hands till the afternoon. Her hands are so swollen that she can't even see between her fingers. So I introduced her to REMAG, and so far she's sleeping much better. I told her to give it time because it was only 3 weeks. Then I told her about Remite. She received the Remite on Friday, started taking it, called me today, which is 2 days later, told me her pain and swelling subsided quite a bit for the first time in a long time. And she can now open and close her fingers. I'm so excited for her. The doctor said they could only help her with cortisone shots or surgery. And she held off the surgery because they couldn't guarantee it would work. So there you have it. Common causes of arthritis. This is not in the blog, but I'm adding this. They say wear and tear of cartilage and joints. And that's where I'm talking about the, you know, runners and sprinters wearing and tearing their cartilage and joints without replacing the nutrients that support the structure and function of the body and will build back your cartilage and joints. Another cause, metabolic abnormalities, imbalance of many chemical substances in the body. And, you know, that's a medical definition, and that can be your electrolyte imbalance or the chemicals that you get from the environment, but medicine won't blame external chemicals. They talk about infections, and yes, we talked about that as well. Autoimmune disease, where the body mistakenly fights its own cells. And I've said many times, last week we had a radio show on yeast overgrowth, candidiasis, and I say that autoimmune disease is 50% magnesium deficiency, 50% yeast overgrowth. So if you've been diagnosed with autoimmune disease, look at our book, Reset the Yeast Connection. It's a free download at drcarolindeanlive.com. Injuries, they can cause arthritis either at the time or in the future. I had a lot of sprains and falls and, you know, bicycle and rollerblading injuries, dancing injuries. One time when I was at a Highland dance competition, I sprained both ankles at, during this competition. I finished the dance, but I had sprained my ankles. So, you know, one is told by doctors that, well, you had an injury in that joint. It's no wonder it's arthritic now. I remember kind of rolling my neck in front of a rheumatoid doctor, rheumatologist back during my med school days. And he said, oh, you're going to get arthritis in that neck. And I said, no, I'm not. So yeah, they'll set you up. They will set you up. Risk factors, they say, include family history. Well, if everybody's deficient in magnesium and toxic, then everybody's going to have, you know, inflammation. Obesity can be a risk factor, and that could be just from carrying your weight around. Your knees just can't handle the weight. Age, they say, you know, we're all going to have problems as we age. That does not have to happen. Just keep active. And gender, women are more likely to develop arthritis, they say. Well, you know, we take the brunt of yeast overgrowth. We get more medications from doctors, carrying 30 pounds of babies. That can put a strain on your hips and knees. So I'm going to stop there and see if Ginny has anything to add before I go to some testimonials. Ginny, what say ye about this topic?
I'm glad that we did talk about it. One thing that we didn't go over was one of our most favorite and famous ankylosing spondylitis ones. Are we going to talk about that? Because
absolutely.
That was okay. Very good. All right. Very good.
Those are my next words. Yes, exactly. Okay. Just yesterday, we got this email from a gentleman who calls himself our favorite ankylosing spondylitis customer. Now, let me just say, ankylosing spondylitis, it's an inflammatory autoimmune condition that typically begins in young adulthood, more common in men. It's a progressive condition beginning with pain in the low back or buttocks, migrating to other areas like hips, neck, or shoulders. If left untreated, the inflammation caused by ankylosing spondylitis may cause your spine to fuse, resulting in what some people have referred to as bamboo spine, or it can cause rigid forward flexion of the neck. Sometimes you see men walking around who are just sort of as stiff as a board and maybe bent over in the top part of their body. It's a bad condition. So what Joe writes in, and I looked up his file, Ginny. He came to us in early 2014. At the time, he was 52. So today, 7 years later, he says, I haven't talked to you in a while, but rest assured, I'm doing well. The reason why I wanted to email you is that I just listened to a Michael Jacko video on Rumble, and he had Dr. Christiane Northrup as a guest. At the end of the video, she said, your products were the best you can get. She talked about Remag, Pico Silver, and Pico Zinc. I was so excited to hear her say this. I just wanted to tell you in case you didn't know, and we did not know. Thank you for having the best products, and I'm looking forward to all the new products coming out soon, Joe. And he gave his last name, but we'll just say Joe. And back in April of 2014, Joe gave his first testimonial. He said, I've been taking the RNA drops and all the complement formulas for 2 months now. Back then, it was the RNA drops, which we now call RNA reset drops, Remag, Remite, and Realign. So hopefully Joe is also now on vitamin D and omega-3 fatty acids and the Flora Revive and the Picosulfur. So back then, 2014, he says, I'm so excited about my progress. I have learned so much from the Monday shows. I've been getting off all my expensive medications very slowly and feeling better and better every day. I want to get the RNA drops for my friends and family. So let me sidebar here. I'm writing, or I've written the men's health book, and we have story testimonials from about 10 guys. And, you know, most of them really, what is it? They loud. They consider the RNA drops the formula that started them off, that helped them the most. And we don't give the RNA drops enough attention or time. And it's my fault because, oh, you know, I don't have any science behind it. It's anecdotal, et cetera, et cetera. But he says, and is implying here, because he wants all his friends and family to use these drops, that they're what's really helping him. So he continues back in 2014, very nice that my friends and family notice the changes that are occurring in me. They're asking about what I'm taking. They say I have a certain glow about me and can't believe how happy I am. Bear in mind that only 4 months ago, I struggled to get out of bed due to my ankylosing spondylitis, a form of rheumatoid arthritis. I've been struggling with this since I was 15 years old. So doing the math, what's that, 38 years ago. I woke up one morning and said, I'm taking my power back. I stopped going to the rheumatologist, then stopped all the chemo infusions. I started the RNA drops and all the complement formulas about a week before this. I'm so happy about all this transformation. I can't stop grinning. Take care, Joe. Mm-hmm. And in September, so that was April, September, he said, I'm riding my bicycle and on the road to wellness. In May, I guess we'd been, you know, in April, we told people about or Joe with his testimonial told people what was happening with him. And in May, Lisa in Australia wrote, my partner has ankylosing spondylitis, huge flare up last week. So I made him take all the complement products. Day two and the flare up has settled down. Day four, gone. So that's pretty huge when you can take something like this progressive and, well, it's progressive and debilitating. I'm sure it leads to early demise, you know, not being able to move around and people developing other symptoms. So, you know, that's the best testimonial we can give. From my Magnesium Miracle book, I say magnesium can help dissolve calcium that is inappropriately built up in joint spaces. It can also treat the pain and inflammation of arthritis. And let's see if the questions, if I've answered them. Will taking minerals affect osteoarthritis? I take Remag. It helps me clearly with nighttime cramps. I would like to help my finger joints that have Heberden's nodes that are slowly disfiguring my hands. I'm slow standing up with muscle stiffness. Do you have suggestions for this? Thank you for addressing this theme, which affects so many. And this is from Betsy. Well, it's a matter of taking more Remag, probably, Betsy, taking your Remite, taking your Realign, Picosilver as well, see if you have yeast overgrowth. With the Heberden's notes, I know I was getting those on my little fingers years ago, and I started spraying the, or just putting Remag drops on. And then when we got the Remag lotion, rubbing Remag lotion in them. And yes, there are calcifications that will reabsorb if you give them enough magnesium. So it's a matter of amounts. And if you want someone to sort of walk you through it, just email customer service for more input. And who says, Carrie is asking about osteoarthritis in both knees, bone loss, and her knees are sort of flaring out. Replacements recommended. And she says she's been taking Remag, Remite, and Pico Zinc, and Pico Potassium, and Calcium, and Pico Silver. So again, it must be the amounts. And then they're spraying the Remag on. And, you know, if before you started taking the products, there was anatomical changes and damage, I mean, some of that can come back. But, you know, what we do find it's well from people is if they're nicely saturated with the products, they heal from their surgery a lot faster. But yes, it's it is a matter of how the amount that you're taking. Someone is asking, Suzette is asking, please share how taking vitamin D will affect arthritic symptoms. Well, vitamin D helps your bones absorb calcium. We know that. It's also crucial for muscle movement, communication between nerves, and fighting inflammation. And according to the Arthritis Foundation, people who take oral steroids have vitamin D deficiency twice as often as people who don't take them. And there, another study found that vitamin D deficiency is common in people with rheumatoid arthritis and may be linked to musculoskeletal pain. Not having enough vitamin D can affect your immune system, reduce calcium levels, increase your risk for rheumatoid arthritis in women. So it's we get to the point with the immune system, with our customers not having enough vitamin D or omega-3 fatty acids through our grassroots health testing, which we started in the fall of 2019. So we went ahead and got a vitamin D product, an omega-3 product, another vitamin C, high-dose ascorbic acid product, all for the immune system, but they're also for the joints and for inflammation. I mentioned earlier, omega-3 fatty acids are considered one of the best supplements for treating arthritis. Studies indicate that omega-3s get converted into powerful anti-inflammatory substances known as resolvins. So everything is going to be helpful. When someone says this is the treatment for arthritis, don't believe them. It's a bit of everything. But using formulas like we have that are fully absorbed. I do have testimonials, Ginny, but let's stop here and see if we have anything on the chat or any phone calls, okay? Ginny's coming. Never fear.
There it is. It shrunk into a little teeny tiny box and I couldn't find it. Wonderful, wonderful. I want to just give you a couple comments off the chat line so you've got those to work with. Which one is Diana? Or, well, let me just talk about the arthritis ones first. I've heard a few times not keeping hydrated adds to joint issues and pain. Sometimes I wonder if this is true or just advertising to sell more bottles of water.
Well, you have to buy water. You really don't have to promote water sales, but obviously, yeah, hydration is what we first tell people when we send out our formulas. Number one, hydrate. So yeah, if your cells are dehydrated, it shrinks everything. It tightens up the body. So the hydration formula that we talk about is take your body weight in pounds, divide that in half, drink that many ounces of water a day, into which you put a quarter teaspoon into every liter or quart. And you can put more. I find actually I'm putting a quarter teaspoon in 16 ounces. So that's a pint. Hydration, very important. Okay, Ginny, go ahead.
Okay, very good. Also, let's see, here's another comment here on the chat line. Diana Orlando, this is not related. Oh, this is not related to the topic. Diana said that she's received some information, somebody recommending that she takes a multivitamin, even though she's using the formulas, et cetera. And can you just give us your thoughts on multivitamins?
Well, the multivitamins, whenever I look at a label, they're all synthetic. It's very expensive to do an organic multivitamin. And what we've done is put everything in our complete line so that you're getting your, let's go for A, vitamin A is in our omega-3. B's are in our real line. C in our whole C reset and vitamin C reset. D is in our D3K2 reset. E is in our omega-3 A plus E. FGH, I don't know where's the rest of them, but those are the vitamins and then the fatty acids are omegas. And our minerals, you know, our big one is REMAG, and then our REMITE has 12 minerals, and we have extra picozinc for antiviral effects, extra, well, picosilver for yeast overgrowth and anti-infective. What am I, picopotassium for Pete's sakes, which is supposed, it's, well, anyway, which people are lacking. So knowing that people need a multiple of vitamins and minerals, we put them in all our formulas. So hopefully that answers Diana's question. Is there anything I left out, Jenny?
Nope, I think that's absolutely perfect. Nope, mm-hmm. I think we're good with that. Mm-hmm. All right, very good. And then let's see, what else do we have? And then Cherise says, wow, I didn't realize trigger finger was related. I love connecting the dots. I have had carpal tunnel surgery as well as 4 trigger release surgeries. Oh my gosh, that sounds painful.
Eww. Wow.
Eek. Mm-hmm. That sounds painful. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Also, Cherise said, just from the intro, Carolyn, she said, my high school was Shadow Park Highlanders, and I love watching the dancers. I never joined, but boy, they worked hard.
We worked hard. And then, you know, the Scottish bands, good gosh, you get those pipes moving and those guys swishing around in their kilts. It's just amazing. Look up YouTube, some of these, Scottish Highland bands. It's inspiring.
Wow. I'm going to look it up on our break because I can't wait to see what this is about. Diana Orlando played she played an instrument, the clarinet, in her younger years. Everybody's sharing what instruments they did when they were young. So that's very sweet. That's very sweet. All right. Excellent. So I think we're all caught up with that stuff, Carolyn.
Okay. I can do testimonials until we get some phone calls. I know our listeners are used to the second hour being the phone call, so that's fine. We get plenty to talk about.
Okay, let me mm-hmm. ask you a quick question. What is the, why did we not make or think it was important to make picozinc with copper in it for balance? Is that really necessary?
Yeah. I think because we use a picozinc as an anti-inflammatory, because it got a lot of attention with the hydroxychloroquine and zinc business. you don't need hydroxychloroquine with Pico zinc because it is a stabilized ion of zinc and it just jumps into the cells. It does not need help with either hydroxychloroquine or quercetin. So since people are using it specifically as an antiviral, it's used up in that regard. So it's not building up in the body. If you were using zinc and it wasn't being used, then yes, you have to balance it with copper. And we do that in Remite by using a zinc and copper ratio 10 to 1. And the copper is bioavailable, so it's going to do its work. I am thinking, though, because people are using a lot of zinc and they're not necessarily, they're using it preventatively. So I may have to do a copper formula as well. But yeah, it's a possibility, Ginny, of putting some copper in with our Pico zinc now, because as I said, people are using it preventatively. So good question.
I think that what I didn't realize is a lot of the sources, oysters, grains, beans, nuts, potatoes, organ meats, dark leafy greens, dried fruits, prune, cocoa, black pepper, and yeast. Brewer's yeast are also good sources of copper. So, I mean, if it's 10 to 1 with zinc, I mean, do we think that maybe somebody is going to get just enough copper in their diet?
Yes, liver too. I put Bob on chicken liver. Liver, all these foods, oysters. It is quite possible. I'm looking for people to tell me if they think they're getting too much zinc. You know, there are two people that I'm following right now who may have a zinc overload or reacting to zinc. So let us know if you think you're getting too much zinc, and you know, just take your half teaspoon of zinc a day. That's pretty much what I'm taking as a preventative. And I'm taking my teaspoon and a half of Remite, which has some copper in it.
Okay, very good. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay, very good. Excellent. Yes, so a few testimonials and we'll take calls. Is what is the preventative dose for zinc? Carrie Walker's asking.
A half a teaspoon a day.
Half a teaspoon a day. Very good. Excellent. Very good. Okay, so let's do a couple testimonials and just remind everybody again that to the number to call for the show, 646-558-8657, and then we put in the ID number 8836953587. We've got callers on the line, but nobody has hit the star 9 raise your hand kind of thing. So be sure if you want to talk with Dr. Dean, you hit that star 9 so I know you're here with the question or comment. And we will press on.
Very good. Yes. That gave me an opportunity to answer my emails and back with you. Arthritis testimonials. Lola says, I suffer from arthritis flare-ups in my knees and lower back. I don't really know how vitamins affect overall joint health. But I am totally feeling a big difference. It's unbelievable. I'm a strong believer in the REMAG products. I plan to utilize all the products that are on the market. I'm in my mid-40s and feel more youthful with more energy. I also just had a shoulder surgery this week and only used pain meds for 4 days and now only on an anti-inflammatory. I have very little pain and I believe it's due to the REMAG and Pico Silver. I'm excited for my healing and think I will fully recover sooner than expected. All our people do. All our people recover fast. Lola continues, thank you for investing your time and energy to promote research to maintain health naturally. I'm so grateful there are products that work naturally with the body so we can live a quality life daily. That's it. Lola said it. More energy, youthful, recovering from surgery, very important. Dana says, my husband and I started intermittent fasting, and our neighbor told us about REMAG. Nice neighbor, thank you. and the importance of replacing depleted vitamins and minerals in our body. Prior to fasting, my husband was told he was going to need a knee replacement surgery due to excessive arthritis in his knee. He was in a lot of pain due to the arthritis. After starting the REMAG, his pain was almost completely gone. We were on vacation and he stopped taking REMAG for about a week while we were gone. His knee pain came back with a vengeance. When we got home, I started giving him REMAG again, and within a few days, his pain was relieved again. It's been a year and a half, and because of taking half a teaspoon of REMAG daily, he no longer needs a knee replacement. We will be on REMAG for life. Just think what a whole teaspoon would do for him. That's amazing. Hopefully we told him that. And you know, what if he took Pico Silver? See, they're using REMAG in that regard. It's just for symptomatic, but we think the knee can regenerate and recover with the right building blocks. And that's where you would take, you know, pretty much all the complement formulas. Jan says, I love this product. I have arthritis in my hands and this keeps the pain away. Again, they're just using it as symptom relief. You know, we want to go for the gold. Joan says, I feel since I've started REMAG, I've been feeding my body. My arthritis has decreased immensely, something I thought would never happen. I'm very pleased. And Bob, not my Bob, but Bob with a Bob F is in Frank, says, hi, big fan of REMAG. Energy level is up and arthritis pain is down. Good stuff. And Linda says, my husband and I are in our 80s and have been taking this for about a year now. We take REMAG and REMITE also, and both are still, we are both still on our feet. My husband has arthritis in his knees and has trouble waking, and I am fighting Lyme disease, but we feel the products are keeping us going. Thank you. And the last one, Linda says, I have arthritis that I control with meds and Graves' disease. I'm currently taking 1 teaspoon of REMAG per day with wonderful results and a bit less pain, less edema in the lower legs. And I will add other supplements down the road. Ginny, I think we better tell Brian to start putting out blog, marketing blogs that say, are you taking enough REMAG?
Okay. Yeah.
Because this is, we see this all the time. I'm 30% better on half a teaspoon of REMAG. And my life is, you know, back to normal. No, we want 100%. And seriously, do not settle. People are settling.
Yep, that's a very good point. I'm making a note right now. I will let him know.
Yep. So we have a couple of minutes. They're all yours, Ginny. Do we have any announcements?
How would we know if we're taking too much zinc? eMusic wants to know.
Oh, yeah, it's a good question. I mean, that's why we, you know, some of the labeling requirements, you know, we try to say that to stay on a standard dose. I think actually our dosing, gosh, let me go to, would it be easier to go online and look up
well,
our website?
What do we say? What we do say, though, is that for one thing, zinc doesn't, the body doesn't store zinc. Mm. So if you don't need it, you're going to poop it out or, you know, it's, you're going to eliminate it from the body. And our particular form of zinc, zinc lactate, our half teaspoon serving is 20 milligrams. So if you're doing a half a teaspoon a day, 20 milligrams, most zinc supplements are 50 milligram servings. Mm-hmm. So the thing, we reduced it because, of course, Pico zinc is so concentrated. So you certainly can cut that in half and just use a quarter teaspoon. The other way you know is if you're taking too much zinc is if you really start to taste it. because if you taste zinc really strongly, then you know you're pretty saturated with it. But I think 10 milligrams of zinc a day, Remite has three. So think about what you're using with Remite too. Remite has 3 milligrams a day in a 3/4. So if you're using a double dose of Remite, because say for your thyroid and things like that, you probably don't need much zinc. If you're not taking any zinc at all or any Remite, then you probably do need that quarter to a half a teaspoon a day.
Right. So we want people to be on Remite. If you're on Remite at the dose we recommend, which is a teaspoon and a half, you're getting 6 milligrams already. And with the PicoZinc, a quarter teaspoon is 10 milligrams. So take your Remite, teaspoon and a half, and then if you're in an air, and well, with the winter and everything, you know, we do see and say in flu season, increase your immune products. So you would take another quarter teaspoon of the PicoZinc. And then if you do come into a room that has a lot of people coughing and wheezing, then you can go home and start doing a half teaspoon every day. But you're also going to have your Flora Revive, and you're going to spray yourself after you go in a room like that. You're going to have your PicoZinc in your nasal spray, and you're going to snort a couple of snorts in each nostril after you visit, or before you visit, or when you're on the airplane. You are going to use these products.
Yeah, you've just got to. There's just too much craziness going on out there right now to be.
If Colin Powell, double vaccinated, can die of COVID, I mean, do you not think this person got every treatment in the book, including ones that they say not to use because they're too natural? Do you not think he got everything? Yeah. So there's something going on, folks. You got to create your bubble.
Yeah. So if you're taking too much zinc, you would probably have the laxative effect. That's the short answer. You could also have a little bit of digestive distress, and then you would just step back. You could also, so we've gotten all that dosing stuff done, but that was the main answer. And then we do have some questions about frozen shoulder and also bone on bone knee that we'll do when we come back. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back also with our phone calls. Again, *9 if you want to talk to Dr. Dean, especially if you're on the phone right now, and then we'll come back and answer all these questions, and we'll talk a little bit more about how to protect yourself from COVID, because it's getting ready to be cold and flu season for real. Lord. All right. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hour 2 of the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD/ND. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit rnareset.com to learn more. That's rnareset.com.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org. or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.